the praise team is like a two-headed monster. It doesn't know whether it is an accompanist to help the congregation sing its praise, or whether it's a performer to perform on behalf of the congregation. And unless you're utterly clear on this, what happens is the liturgists in the church are saying to the praise team, hey, calm it down a little bit. Don't throw in so much variety. Try to just follow one stanza with the next stanza and these kinds of things so that you can accompany the people. But then the people up front think that makes them look like bad performers because James Taylor varies each of his stanzas from the previous. He will vary the harmonics. He will vary the instrumental accompaniment to some degree. He will even vary the instrumental bridge in between stanzas. And that's what a good performer does. And so the praise team thinks of itself in some sense as performers and therefore expects to throw in the variety that performers are expected to throw in. But of course, if a congregation is trying to sing robustly and trying to sing vociferously, and we don't know what variety they're going to put in from stanza to stanza, we're always sitting there singing tentatively because we don't know what's going to happen next.